progress was hard to define, and the frequent changes of command at every level in the country hampered our efforts. We suffered from Taliban safe havens across the border in Pakistan, difficult supply chains, and a tendency to emphasize positive developments while understating the challenges. Despite the frustration and the casualties, we were able in time to turn the fight over to the marginally capable Afghan security forces and to withdraw the vast majority of our troops. We have brought home 90% of our troops, with only 13,000 or so still there. Hopefully, the peace agreement will be successfully concluded and will hold thanks to Ambassador Zalameh Khalilzad's tireless efforts. The tenuous next steps will be negotiations between the Afghan government of Ashraf Ghani and the Taliban. The objective from the U.S. perspective will be to bring home more of our troops, although ideally we would retain a cadre of around 5,000 special forces and trainers to help preserve the gains in democracy, human rights, and gender equality that have been so painfully achieved. We've seen this movie before, of course, in Vietnam. There it ended terribly, with all our forces withdrawn, funding cut to the Vietnamese army, and helicopters lifting off the rooftop of the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. Many of our local allies of decades were tortured and killed in re-education camps. It doesn't have to end that way again, but success will require a modicum of funding for the Afghan security forces, maintaining a conditions-based approach before withdrawing more troops, real dialogue between the Afghan government and the Taliban, continuing rights for women, and engaging our allies in keeping up support for the Afghans. It will be hard to make this peace. I'd estimate the chances of a successful outcome, defined as the Taliban actually accepting a long-lasting peace, at roughly 50-50. But we need to recognize that there is no military solution here. We have spent much blood and treasure on this honorable cause, and it would be foolish to throw it away.